Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from the heavens and was going to the tomb. He rolled back the stone and sat on it.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men.
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified.
He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the woman hurried away from the tomb. Afraid, yet filled with joy, they ran to tell his disciples.
Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him.
Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go to my brothers. Go to Galilee. There they will be to see me."
The kids were reading a Magic School Bus book this week, and it was all about the water cycle and the water treatment facility. There was a really neat page where it talked about how our bodies are made of 70% water. And the picture showed a body outline, and it was 7/10 water from the toes all the way up to about here. And Gracie was perplexed. Is all that part water? No, we assured her. The water is in and a part of everything. It's not just in one spot. In fact, you are made of water. It's an interesting concept to be made of water. And it reminded me when I learned about prepositions. My fourth grade student teacher brought in a bunny, a stuffed bunny, and a log. And he would take the bunny and he would move it around. "Hey, where's the bunny?" "The bunny is on the log." "Hey, where's the bunny?" "The bunny's under the log." "Okay, hey, where's the bunny?" "The bunny's in the log." Every answer we gave was a preposition, a word that describes something's relationship to something else. But of, well, the bunny couldn't be of the log. Of is a bit trickier. In certain times of our language's use, we used to use the word of to describe where something was from. For example, I could be Bradley of Highlands or Bradley of the family Lorvik. But nowadays we just use from for that. It was this book with the water diagram that put the word of back in my mind in this way of being of something. That we are made of water. It constitutes part of who we are. Now, none of this would be sermon-worthy if it wasn't for the fact that today is the second Sunday of Easter. Now, we just finished up the Lenten season, those weeks getting ready for Easter, and there are actually six Sundays in Lent. Similarly, there are four Sundays in Advent, the season preparing for Christmas. For most of our liturgical seasons, we are in them, but not Easter. You see, today is the second Sunday of Easter, because we are of Easter. Of. Not in Easter, not around Easter, not under or through, but of. And not just this day, not just the Sundays. It's not just a day on the calendar that it happens to be of Easter, because we are people of Easter. In more traditional language, we are Easter people. Now, much like my daughter looking at a person whose bottom three quarters or so was drawn as water, I find myself asking, of Easter, what does that mean? Well, Easter people are more than pastel outfits and baskets of candy and brunch, though I do like all of those things. At its core, Easter is a celebration of God's love and the gift of new life, and we are people of that celebration. Easter is the fulfillment of Christ's proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand, the fulfillment of the offer of life and life abundant to all people. And we are people of that life. We are people of that vision for the world. You see, Easter is each of us embodying those truths every day in who we are. It's what constitutes us. You see, when the women at the tomb are told, oh, Jesus is not here, he has risen, in that moment the world changes. God's relationship with the world changes. It is the second Sunday of Easter because Easter is not a date. It is not a place. It is a way of being. Easter is a claiming of new life, a claiming of new beginnings. It is a response to God's relationship with the world. Easter is a response to God's relationship with us. Being Easter people is a way of relating to the world because of God's relationship with us. Recognizing that each and every moment in our lives, especially the ones that feel like endings, realizing that every moment, even those ones that feel like endings, can be moments of new beginning. Because that is the good news of Easter. Our God is making all things new. Within us, within the world, our God is making all things new. For just as death held no power over Christ on Easter, there is nothing that can separate us from God's love. Nothing can separate us from God's capacity for grace that lets us begin again. It constitutes who we are as God's people. We are of Easter, not just in it, not just near it, not under, around, over, or through Easter. When I think about being made of water, it means that every single part of who I am contains and holds water within it. That is the invitation we receive at Easter, to let God's love and grace be the primary element that constitutes our being. That Easter would be more than just a part of our lives. That the promise and life and the new beginnings of Easter would be the very core of our being.